be addressing you live over the Voice of Saba at 8 p.m. And now Harry is here. I'm glad you made it. Come sit right up here, sir, and I will talk to you. I hear. Talk right in here.
Thank you, Pauline.
This is Harry Lerzner, and he is with the group who is here, a group of five men who were here, and they were on the contest. Tell us about the contest.
Yes, Pauline. First of all, thanks to the people of Saba for accepting us, and we appreciate very much the fact that the people saw us along the streets, and no matter where we are, they all say hello and greetings and so forth and so on. It made us feel very comfortable and welcome. We're a group of amateur radio operators from South Florida DX Association, and during the year we have different contests that we take part in, and this was one of them. All this weekend we came here, five of us, and had a barrel of fun, and you have to excuse me, I'm a little short breath from trying to rush to get here.
happened anyway?
Well, the cab driver was late picking me up, but anyway, it's nice to be out with our radio friends here, and my old fellows back in the house, I'm sure they're listening to me. It's a lot of fun. In the United States, there are about 200 and some odd thousand hams, and some belong to clubs and organizations and so forth, and they participate in all the events that happen during the year. And for instance, we're here on this particular thing, contest weekend. We came on Wednesday and we're going home tomorrow. The contest was actually only for 2 days, but we've been playing around and having a lot of fun.
Well, is the contest over?
The contest was over Sunday night at 8 p.m. It started Friday night, a 48-hour period, consecutive period, in which we took turns at the helm. We slept in between and so forth and so on, and ate and whatnot. And we freelanced quite a bit.
Well, how do you know who won?
Well, we won't know who won for about 6 months, because we have to submit our report, the figures that we attained, the number of contacts that we made and so forth and so on. And it will be published in the national magazine that we have, which is published by the Amateur Radio Relay League, which is the headquarters actually for amateur radio operators, particularly in the States.
Mm-hmm. How many did you contact?
Oh, I don't have the figures with me, but we did fairly well. But we found out that as a result, we were on the wrong side of the mountain. We should have been on the other side, so as to make better contacts with the States.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, windward side is open. It's open territory, isn't it?
Yeah, but it faces the wrong way, unfortunately. We should have. See, in this particular contest, it was for us to work stations in the United States, not Europeans and so forth and so on. However, it's just one of those things. We didn't have good propagation to the north, but we are having tremendous propagation to the Europe and Northern Africa. For instance, this afternoon, I worked about 50 countries, spoke to people in about 50 different countries and Europe and so forth and so on. And it's fun. It's a lot of fun. It's a fantastic hobby.
How did you get into this hobby? How did you happen to get into this hobby?
Well, when I was a youngster, I knew a little bit about amateur radio, and I did build a few crystal sets many years ago in my youth.
I know about crystal sets. These children don't.
I know. Well, that's what happens. But anyway, over the period of years, I have been interested in amateur radio. One of those things, you study and you apply for your license and from the Federal Communications Commission in the United States, and you work yourself up to the top and so forth and so on.
Yeah, well, tell me about the men who are with you. Now, I have their names. Bruce Flegley. Cronin Scott is your nephew.
That's correct. Scott's my nephew. He's 28 years old. He's been a ham since he was about 13 years of age. He primarily is interested in code, and he's mm-hmm. a fantastic operator. One might say that when you sit down and listen to him send code, that it's better than music.
Well,
I remember when he was a youngster, we lived on Long Island at the time. When he was a youngster, I used to love to go over to his house and listen to him in the afternoon sending code. It was a lot of fun.
I had to take code when I was in the service. Are all of you from the same place?
Well, we're Florida.
Oh.
We all live in Florida.
Wow.
I live in Hollywood. My nephew Scott, he lives in Hollywood also. And Julio who's our chief cook and bottle washer, as one might say. He lives in Miami. And the other fellow, Bruce. Bruce lives in Fort Lauderdale or above that. And Elliot lives in Fort Lauderdale also. So there's the five of us. And it's a fairly mixed group for age. Mm-hmm. Scott and Elliot are the two young ones. Bruce is middle-aged, and I guess I'm an old man.
Well, you're keeping the boys together. Are you kind of head of the group?
No, I might be a senior man, but I'm having a hard job to keep control. No, it's fun. They all have the respect, a lot of fun, and the common interest is amateur radio.
Do you all belong to a same club of some sort?
Yeah, we belong to, you might see I have my shirt on here now.
Yeah, South Florida DX. What does DX mean?
Well, DX is an abbreviation for distance. We belong to an organization.
Oh, yeah. Distance Association.
That's right. We're located in Broward County over in the States. And if there are any people listening who are hams, you'd like to know something about us, you might send a card to the call book address of Whiskey Sugar 4 Echo. I won't give it over the air, but Whiskey Sugar 4 Echo, you might give it his QSO. You might send a note to him and he'll give you the information, or to myself. My call is November 2 Alpha Whiskey Mexico.
Well, I also have your address. No, this is Julio's address.
No address.
You don't give addresses.
Well, we refer people mostly to, through, not when we come on public radio like this, it's not always a good policy.
Uh-huh.
But we refer to the call book. There is a book put out every year with addendas with the phone, with the address of each and every ham in the United States for the United States call book. And then there's an international book also, which tells us exactly where a certain person is who has identified as a radio operator.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there any, you've already said very, very nice things to the people of Saba, and I want you to know that the people of Saba appreciate what you've done for them, because I'm sure that you've given us a lot of free publicity over the United States.
Yeah, that's true, Pauline. I was only thinking a little while ago when I was sitting having my dinner that just the number of times that each one of us has said the word Saba on the air is interesting. If we've made 50 contracts, that means that we've said the word Saba that many times.
That
but
many
it's much
times.
More than that. That's
yeah.
true. And I know last night that the boys were working on code, and they worked a couple hundred stations, so therefore we were giving out a certain amount of publicity for Saba, which we appreciate because we really enjoy it here. We're not particularly crazy about the roosters at 3 o'clock in the morning and the nanny goats on the roads and the dogs barking and so forth and resonance with the with
you
the,
come from the city, I see.
Well, yeah, more or less, yeah, but we're not used to chickens. Well, certain places in the States it's not legal to have chickens, but these roosters here, boy, they're really something. 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yep. Well, we're awfully happy you could come tonight, and thank you very, very much.
Yeah, okay, Pauline, it's a pleasure on our part. We all came voluntarily, and...
Are you going to come back?
Well, we're temporarily making arrangements for next year.
Good.
Because we try to go on 2 trips a year, if possible.
And those trips last a couple of weeks, usually?
Oh, no. Just for the contest and maybe 1 or 2 days on either side.
Ah.
Don't forget, these other fellows work. I'm an old man, so I don't work.
You retired, huh?
Yeah, I retired 20 years ago, so doing well, very well.
Thank you very, very much for coming.
Yeah, okay, Pauline.
And we'll get you home safely.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate that. Thanks a million to the folks here in Saba. And just try to remember that we came here with the intention of being friendly and learning something about your country, which really has astounded us. And the only thing I turned my nose up at was goat meat.
That's delicious.
I know, that's what they tell me. Okay, cheerio to everybody, and thank you once again. If you see us around tomorrow morning, we're leaving at 1 o'clock. If you see us around tomorrow morning, please say hello.
Okay, thank you very much. And so that's all for tonight. Goodbye and good night, Coochie.
The following is a paid political song paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Mr. Will Johnson to the Senate.